Now we're talking about the walls of the sukkah. Anything is kosher to be a wall of the sukkah. You don't have to have the walls, if they're made of wood, being upright the way they were growing. The direction they naturally grew is irrelevant. Even if the tefillos have major cracks in them and there's more sunlight coming in than there is walls, as long as you have the right amount of walls, it's kosher. The problem of sun coming in from the top. Like we learned before, by the schach, you shouldn't make the tefillos have something that has a bad smell because people would not want to sit in it. We said before that it's kosher b'dieved unless it's such a bad smell that people cannot live there. And the second halacha is something will dry up in 7 days. How we learned before that we treat it now as if it's already dried up. And it's kosher.